Hi, good vach. It's Yisachar Wartel, and also Yom HaTzimut Sameach if you're celebrating. All right, we are at the second half of Achrei Mod Kedoshim, although if you're in Eretz Yisrael, I believe you're already up to Emor, and that's going to be, I believe, the case for a while. That will be a little bit out of synchronicity. So you may be wondering about last week's Parsha if you're in Eretz Yisrael, but it's still Torah, so let's keep moving forward. All right, so again, this year is sponsored in loving memory of Sarah Bala Bat Menachem Mendel. May her neshama have an aliyah. And also, of course, Lili Nishmas, Zacharia Wallerstein, a very tragic loss this week as well, shaped the lives of so many people. There are many things in this week's Parsha that he really spoke a lot about as far as Kedoshim Tehiyu. So, I was trying to listen into some of his stuff this week. So anyway, moving forward, in this week's Parsha, as part of the command to be Kadosh or holy, the Torah lists two consecutive psukim, illustrating a string of emotions and actions that are unfortunately all too common. In Perek Yud Tet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah writes, Lo tisne et achicha be'olvavcha, be'olchach tochiach et amitecha, ve'lo tisa alav chet. And you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your fellow, and but you shall not carry upon it or with it a sin. The Torah then writes, Lo tikem, ve'lo titor et bnei amcha, ve'havta l'reicha kamocha ani Hashem. Very famous words. You shall not take revenge, and you shall not bear a grudge against your fellow nation member. You shall love your fellow as yourself. I am Hashem. So we can interpret the progression as follows. For some reason, if your fellow has done something to wrong you, possibly with justification, you may harbor ill will towards him for this. However, you should talk about it and work it out as much as possible. But instead, a person may choose to build resentment in their heart. And at that point, it might become too much to bear, and therefore you feel you must rebuke him for what he has done. And although sometimes there is a mitzvah, certainly there's a mitzvah of tochacha, mitzvah to rebuke others, and that's obviously something which is to be done very delicately and appropriately. In this case, it will be done only out of anger, and that rebuke is not only not allowed, but it's destructive. And therefore the Torah warns not to carry upon you a sin. Even when rebuking someone properly, one has to be extremely careful not to create negative consequences, and how much more so if you do it out of anger. And he will likely not listen to your tirading rebuke, and therefore you feel you must take revenge for his actions. Like, you yelled at him, he didn't listen, he's in the wrong, you have to take revenge. And now you have to pay him back and ultimately take upon yourself a vengeful act, which may not only ruin his life, but jeopardizes you as well. And now another choice you might take rather than physically taking action is to just simply bear a grudge in your heart. Now I say simply, but it's really anything but. This parallels the harboring of hatred in one's heart and may come about without even an initial rebuke. You hate him for what he did, and you cannot forgive it. You cannot let it go. Now, there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Or HaChaim how to understand the specific matter of a grudge. Now, Rashi explains it as actively saying to the person, well, you didn't let me borrow this, but I'm like you. I'm a nice guy, so I'm going to let you borrow it. Basically, you're throwing it in his face. So it's a different type of grudge, right? You're actively using the grudge, as a kind of like a tool against the person who wronged you, right? So you're bearing the grudge, and you're using that grudge against him. The Or HaChaim, however, explains it a little bit differently, that a true grudge may be not even speaking to the person at all, like completely staying away from them. So some people, if they know, they might know why you're upset, hopefully they know why you're upset, they had done something, whether intentional, inadvertent, whatever it was, and they may understand why you're angry, they may understand spite, they may understand that, it's right out there, right? So they hopefully can kind of figure it out, or at least know that they should approach you to ask you what's wrong. But if you're not even speaking to a person, you're not even giving them the time of day and completely ignoring them, the other person will be upset and not understand possibly why you're even ignoring them or mistreating them, especially if they don't realize what they did or the severity of what they did. That's why it's important to talk things through. Now, this is therefore one of the many reasons why the Torah then writes right afterwards, "V'hafta l'reicha kamoch," you shall love your fellow as yourself. You would not want to be ignored, even if you did something wrong. And you would not want to, have someone bear a grudge against you. You would not want somebody taking action against you, anything like that, right? You would want to know about it so that you could address it and try to make amends. Therefore, put yourself in the other person's shoes and act accordingly. And sometimes it's much easier said than done, and sometimes there are a few rare exceptions to this where a person is going to be so horribly toxic and he's quite aware of what he did. And sometimes the best thing to do, just for your own sanity and your own health, is to stay away from them. But those cases are hopefully fairly rare, and there are many smaller cases that seemingly balloon into something much bigger. and don't actually start off as such a toxic nature. Now, many people actually think that revenge is worse than holding a grudge, and depending upon the means of revenge, especially if done publicly, that can certainly be true, because they carry it with it, embarrassment. But the Torah is warning us to also think otherwise, and Uncle sheds light on this. He translates lo takom, you shall not take revenge, directly, but translates the lo titor, and you shall not bear a grudge, as the lo titar devavu, you do not guard your hatred. As titor literally means to guard, for when you bear a grudge, you are guarding your heart from expressing yourself. And it's important to be true. You don't want to be lying to yourself, or you don't want to be harming yourself in any way. You're not letting go, and you're not working out the problem, and you're not forgiving the other person. Do not guard or harbor your hatred, because irrespective of the other person, whether they learn their lesson or not, you don't want the hate and anger and resentment festering inside of you, because it may lead to consequences far worse than revenge. Because for revenge, as bad as it is, once it's taken, it's complete. But a grudge can last a lifetime and perhaps even longer, as, you know, distancing family members or things like that, which unfortunately is all too commonplace. Therefore, do not take revenge and do not harbor even a slight grudge. Certainly for something of no true significance, perhaps something, you know, inadvertent, person may have not thought it through, was careless. Hatred and animosity destroys the world, and refraining from these helps to repair the world. Sometimes we don't have to, I mean, obviously this, we want to obviously pursue as much love and good nature and positivity as possible. But sometimes just staying away from the negative traits and the negative feelings and staying away from this hatred and animosity, that can really do a whole lot. And this perhaps where we keep a state that v'ahavta reicha kamocha, and you shall love your fellow like you're love yourself, is the quintessential mitzvah in the Torah. For by remembering this, it will impact how we treat others and helps to mend and build the world. And also, much harder to kind of internalize, everything that comes at us, even though the person obviously has, you know, free will and they should not have done what they have done. The fact that it did happen, on some level at least, whether we can contemplate how that works or not, on some level at least, it's also a test from Hashem. Can we deal with that, and how are we going to deal with that? And if we keep in mind that ultimately everything is from Hashem, even the obstacles we face with other people, and though even though those people might be in the wrong, ultimately it's not all about us, which is something in this generation, certainly myself included, is something we have a very hard time with. But ultimately it's all about Hashem's world and us as the Jewish people and the rest of the world, but especially our brothers and sisters in the Jewish nation, and how we live with each other and how we interact with the rest of the world and how we interact with each other more than anybody else. They're our brothers and our sisters. And we need to treat everybody with respect. And certainly if people have done things wrong that were merely out of, you know, ignorance or carelessness or something like that, and it really wasn't malicious. In those cases, especially, you would not somebody taking it all out on you because you made a mistake, right? So especially in those cases, even in much more severe cases, but certainly in cases where you can possibly have ability to forgive and forget, or at least talk it out to, so you don't harbor that hatred in your heart. That'll make the world a much better place, and it'll make you a much healthier person. So hopefully we keep that in mind, and we move into the coming week with more love, less anxiety, and lots of peace. All right, wishing you all Shabbat Shalom.